Antipope Francis has approved another horrible heresy. In responses to certain dubia or doubts approved and signed by Francis himself on October 31st, 2023, but released to the public on November 8th, Antipope Francis and his supposed head of doctrine, the apostate, quote, Cardinal Fernandez, approved a document that answers direct questions about whether, quote, transsexuals can be baptized, among other things. The first question posed to them was, 1. Can a transsexual be baptized? And their answer was, quote, a transsexual who had also undergone hormone treatment and sex reassignment surgery can receive baptism under the same conditions as other believers if there are no situations in which there is a risk of generating public scandal or disorientation among the faithful. In the case of children or adolescents with transgender issues, if well prepared and willing, they can receive baptism, end quote. This is a totally heretical response, and I will refute the attempts of certain frankly demonic anti-pope splainers who try to justify this or explain it away as if there's nothing new or wrong here. First, people need to understand that the Catholic Church has always taught that those who intend to continue in grave sin are not to be given baptism. This is reflected, for example, in the Catechism of the Council of Trent, which states, quote, should anyone desire baptism and be unwilling to correct the habit of sinning, he should be altogether rejected. It also states, it is manifest that he who purposes to continue in sin should justly be repelled from the sacred font, end quote. That's what the Catholic Church has always taught. Now, someone who is, quote, transgender or a, quote, transsexual, which means that the person claims to be a gender different from what God created that person to be, is committing grave sin. That person is doing something that's totally incompatible with the grace of baptism. Therefore, the only answer to the question, may a transsexual be baptized, is a resounding no. You could add that a former transsexual who has rejected that lifestyle and that false claim and is no longer identifying as transsexual may be baptized. But is that what they said? No, it isn't. Were they even asked about former transsexuals? No. And this point totally refutes the utter liars, like this guy, who just try to distort reality on a regular basis by claiming that all Francis approved is that former transsexuals who truly repent and change may be baptized. No, that's a total lie. The question and the answer was about transsexuals, not about former transsexuals. Francis and Fernandez are fully capable of describing former transsexuals and people who have rejected that lifestyle, but they did not refer to such people. They referred to transsexuals. In the same document, Francis and Fernandez further confirm their meaning by approving the baptisms of younger persons with, quote, transgender issues, which is their euphemistic and sinister way of approving the baptism of children who identify as, quote, transgender. It's tantamount to heresy, and those who try to defend this stuff or explain it away are just evil. They are useful idiots of Satan. Moreover, these anti-pope-splaining heretics and apostates violate Catholic principles and Catholic teaching on the interpretation of such documents. We've mentioned this point before, but it needs to be repeated. Popes, including Pope Pius VI and Pope St. Celestine, and saints such as St. Irenaeus and St. Augustine, point out that heretics typically contradict themselves because they are inconsistent and dishonest, and they try to hide heresies in contradictions, ambiguity, and Catholic terms. The popes teach that when heretics or false teachers inculcate heresies or false doctrines, you must hold them to the heretical meaning and condemn them for it, regardless of the ambiguity or contradiction in which their false statements or heresies are hidden or camouflaged. That's the Catholic principle which these antipope splainers violate all the time. So, for instance, in this document, when Francis and Fernandez approved the baptism of a transsexual under the same conditions as other believers, the antipope splainers claim that since Catholic teaching requires other believers to repent, this must mean that the transsexual has repented. No, that's nonsense. Rather, it can, and in fact does, simply mean that in the view of Francis and Fernandez, being transsexual is not incompatible with repentance, whereas in reality it is incompatible. The fact that their baptism is approved under the same conditions as Catholics changes nothing, because in the very same sentence, they directly approve the baptism of a transsexual rather than a former transsexual. End of debate. The fact that this document approves the baptisms of transsexuals is further established from its quotation of Francis, who stated, quote, not even the doors of the sacraments should be closed for any reason. This is especially true when it comes to that sacrament which is the door, baptism, end quote. Here we see that their emphasis is that a willing person should not be excluded from baptism for any reason. That's heretical. As we quoted, the church teaches that unrepentant people are to be altogether rejected. So in light of these facts, there's no doubt that this document approved by Francis and Fernandez permits the baptism of people who identify as transsexual. That's obvious to any honest person. The document is a rejection of the Catholic dogma that those with reason must reject and repent of grave sin before being admitted to baptism. Repent and be baptized. Acts 2:38. Their document is heretical. Besides all of the above, the document also allows, quote, transgenders to serve as godparents for baptism and witnesses for marriage. The Vatican II Counterchurch, the prophesied Whore of Babylon, at this late stage of the Great Apostasy, is attempting to insert these people into regular aspects of church life, in total contradiction of Catholic teaching and tradition. The same document addresses the question, 5, quote, can a person who is homoaffective and cohabitating be godfather to a baptized person? And their answer is, according to Canon 874, anyone who possesses the aptitude and leads a life in conformity with the faith and with the office he or she assumes can be a godparent. Different is the case where the cohabitation of two homoaffective persons consists not in a simple cohabitation, but in a stable and declared more uxorio relationship well known to the community, end quote. This means that yes, homosexuals who cohabitate, which implies sexual activity, can serve as godparents, but not if the relationship is basically akin to marriage, stable, declared, and well known. This response is very similar to the response Antipope Francis recently approved on whether homosexual, quote, couples may be blessed. That response permitted such, quote, blessings as long as they are not considered marriage blessings. This response, which allows active homosexuals to serve as godparents, is a further manifestation of Antipope Francis's total apostasy and why the Vatican II sect is the end times counterchurch. It's not Catholic. But notice how the following utterly dishonest and heretical antipope splainer, in his failed attempt to justify this wickedness coming from Francis, simply changes the meaning of the response on which he's commenting when he tries to explain it away. That is response 5. He claims that what the document actually says in response 5 is that these homoaffective persons who are cohabitating are, according to him, living according to the commands of Christ. They are not acting on this sin. They're living a chaste life.
Only a person who leads a life in conformity with the faith and with the office he or she assumes can be a godparent. It says different is the case where the cohabitation of two homoaffective persons consists not in a simple cohabitation, but in a stable and declared more uxorio relationship well known to the community. In other words, they're saying it's one thing for a person who is same-sex attracted and who is currently living with another person of the same sex, but they're living according to the commands of Christ. That is, they're not acting on this sin, so they're living a chaste life. It says that's one thing.
The problem for that total liar is that the response says nothing about not acting on this sin or living a chaste life. He just made that up because he's a liar. The reference in this response to how the godparent needs to lead a life in conformity with the faith, on which the antipope splainers focus, is really meaningless and does not change the heretical signification of this response, because according to Francis, being an active homosexual is in conformity with the faith as long as it's not considered equivalent to marriage. That is a stable, declared, and well-known relationship. The fact that Francis does consider homosexual activity to be consistent with, quote, the faith, is proven by many things, such as his endorsement of James Martin's, quote, ministry, the outreach conference, and much more. Moreover, and this is extremely important and proves our point, the same kind of language that's used here about a simple cohabitation is used twice by Francis himself in Amoris Laetitia in paragraphs 293 and 294. There, the references are to sexual unions or sexual relationships that are not the same as marriage. So here, when this response refers to homosexuals in a simple cohabitation, it likewise refers to homosexuals who live together in a sexual relationship of some kind. They are permitted to serve as godparents, according to this heretical document, but not if the relationship is considered basically equivalent to marriage. Although this response 5 is not as significant or as blatantly heretical as response number 1 about baptizing a transsexual, It's, of course, totally contrary to the faith and a further manifestation of the counter-church's apostasy. By the way, in addition to how Francis himself uses the language about cohabitation in Amoris Laetitia, such a reference, when used in these contexts, basically always implies sexual activity unless otherwise specified. And Francis and Fernandez would have to make it extremely clear that no one involved in any homosexual relationship can serve as a godparent, but of course they don't, as any honest person can see. By the way, the aforementioned liar, who is truly lost in his delusion and profound dishonesty, referred to this horrible document approved by Francis and Fernandez as refreshing, good stuff, and more.
Nothing really alarming, nothing revolutionary. So I don't see why a person would legitimately have any major concerns with what we've seen here. It seems pretty reasonable to me. And I thought it was pretty refreshing, especially the answer that we had in the answer to the first question. I was very happy to see that. I'm liking Fernandez, that he is answering dubia after dubia, putting this stuff out and cranking it out on the CDF's website. And so, this is good stuff.
Wow, how demonic. So Francis's latest heresy is truly awful. It's more proof that we are totally correct. The traditional Catholic faith is the one true faith, but the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church. It's the prophesied end times counterchurch, and Francis is definitely an antipope. And after this latest heresy and scandal from antipope Francis came out, I saw a comment from someone who stated essentially that this was a sign that the counterchurch has arrived. No, what we're seeing now in Rome, under Francis, is not the beginning of the apostasy or the start of the counterchurch. What we're seeing is the culmination of it. And if you think that this is the beginning of the counterchurch or the apostasy, then you've missed the boat. We are in the final stage of the great apostasy. See our video Apocalypse Now in the Vatican and our website vaticancatholic.com for a full explanation.